weekend deals.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55 KRC, The Talk Station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
Hello, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We were off last week due to an intestinal illness. Sorry to get graphic, but it was bad. So we couldn't be here. We ran a previously recorded show. Sorry to slip one in on you like that, but we're here tonight. As always, I'm joined in the booth by my wife, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott's here as well. Our guest expert tonight is a favorite, actually the first guest on Trigger Time, Dr. Keith Nelson. Keith, good to see you. Yeah, we appreciate you, as always, appreciate you coming. And, you know, as you that listen to the show on a regular basis know, Dr. Nelson is a fountain of information. We're always happy to have him here. A lot of info on concealed carry issues, you know, just the training and the how-tos and what-fors and the legalities and things like that. Dr. Nelson teaches a CCW course over at Target World on weekends, right?
Yeah. Today, 10 people.
Yep. So if you've got a question about concealed carry, anything about concealed carry, especially here in the tri-state area, please call in now, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. Also, just want to cover a few things. We'd like you to keep your show ideas, guest requests, anything like that coming. We appreciate those. Those come, and we do read those, and I appreciate a great deal you sending those to us. Send those to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. That's info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com. You know, we get a lot of people ask me in my professional life, where we deal in rare coins, paper money, things like that. You know, what should I be investing in? What should I be investing in? Of course, you know, it's always gold and silver. That's what we should buy. Everybody's going gold and silver crazy. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with gold and silver. But I would like all of you to consider, I tell people this, sometimes when a guy calls you and wants to invest in gold and you tell him to buy ammunition, sometimes he looks at you a little funny. But let me tell you something, all right? Ammunition has value in every social, political, whatever climate you can, every economic climate you can imagine. Ammunition is an incredible commodity. I would encourage you, if you're considering tangible holdings, Don't forget about ammo. Ammo is I can't say enough about it. If I were you, I would listen to this. Go down to Target World, wherever you buy your ammo. I buy mine at Target World. Go down and buy some ammunition, put it back. And it is absolutely one of those things that you can't go wrong buying. Okay, well, we do have callers on the line. So, Dr. Nelson, if you're ready, we'll just start taking a few calls. How's that? All right. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Joe. Love your show.
Appreciate you calling. How can we help you?
Well, I've got calls into the Ohio State Highway Patrol. This is on concealed carry.
Okay.
ODOT, even my instructor for the CCW course at Target World that I took.
Okay.
Cannot find out if you can legally carry a concealed carry weapon in a commercial vehicle, in an 18-wheeler, here in Ohio. Mm. Cannot find the answer.
Well, it depends on what type of commercial vehicle you're talking about.
It's a tractor-trailer.
Federal, I think they have a prohibition. But if it's a private vehicle, say an excavating company locally, and it's a private owned, yeah.
So if it's so the 18-wheelers that are under DOT, there is a prohibition as far as you know?
Right. There's laws against carrying weapons on those vehicles. You have to, per se, but there is a prohibition on federal.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, I will put our legal team to work on that. We'll see if we can find out exactly where those laws are and get them for you. Not something I was aware of, but it doesn't surprise me, you know, as ridiculous as such a law would be. It doesn't surprise me at all that our government thought to create it. Yeah. So, but I'll tell you what, Jim, if you'll email me or something, I'll try to find out where those laws are and get the specific laws to you so that at least you'll have them.
That sounds terrific, because right. We deliver some places at night that you don't want to be.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. What difference can it possibly make? I mean, you're in that vehicle. I mean, you're the operator of the vehicle. You're the only one in there. I mean, it is again. It's an absolutely senseless law, and yet here it is. There's a big surprise, though. But
okay,
buddy, thank you for calling. I appreciate
All right.
it.
I wish you were on every day. Thank you.
All right, bye. Yeah, there's a vote of confidence. I wish I was on every day, too. I absolutely love talking about guns. All right, let's see if we can get another call in real quick. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. A couple quick questions here. Number one, is there a magazine size restriction for handguns in the city of Cincinnati? And the follow-up to that question then is some of the places, the mail order places, the online services, have an issue about shipping ammunition to Ohio. Is there restrictions on that as well?
Well, as to my understanding is most of those restrictions that those companies have were because of Cincinnati. Now, Keith, you tell me if I'm wrong. Does not the state law preempt the Cincinnati laws? Okay, that's what I thought.
That's been proven in court, so they shouldn't restrict shipments to Cincinnati, but they still might because it's kind of...
It's a holdover. It's something...
Exactly.
Yeah, because they used to do it, because Cincinnati had such restrictions, companies, because it's the same thing with the magazines. Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of companies out there that won't ship magazines over 10 rounds into Cincinnati because before the state laws preempted those local laws, it was the rule. So they just absolutely won't do it, and they're just not updated. Now, the only restriction, Ohio does have a restriction. You can't have a magazine that'll hold over 31 rounds in the state of Ohio in a handgun. But other than that, there is nothing in any gun. Yeah, rifle, anything except a registered machine gun, actually. But right, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, basically, in the state of Ohio, it's not every state, but in the state of Ohio, if you have a gun that the magazine will hold over 31 rounds, it actually legally becomes an automatic weapon, and thereby is illegal. So your magazine has to hold 31 rounds or less. And it's not 30, it's 31. We looked that up. So, but you're good in Cincinnati.
That's a great answer.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. Bye-bye. 749-5500, 513-749-5500. If you have a question about concealed carry, firearm issues, whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's gun-related, we're happy to take the call. And let's go to Tony's real quick. He's got a call. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. I was calling to check if you have a concealed carry permit in Ohio, does that allow you to carry concealed carry in Indiana, Kentucky?
Yes, it does. www.handgunlaw.us, and there's a map of the United States. Click on Ohio, and it'll bring up a map of the states we do have reciprocity with.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, those are, yeah. Go ahead.
In Indiana. Now, we don't have actual reciprocity with Indiana because we can carry in Indiana. They don't carry here because they don't have training.
Right.
I see. But Ohio, if you have the permit in Ohio, you can carry in Indiana,
Yes, you
though.
Can. Yeah. And that actually, the state map he's talking about, they actually have like a CCW travel planner, so you can insert your the state that you have a license in and where you're going, and it'll show you where you're going to have a problem, where you're not. So useful. Handgunlaw.us, really good, useful tool.
And then you are there requirements in different states concerning how the gun is to be carried?
Yep.
You've got to do a little research.
Yeah, you got to do a little research. Yep.
Usually it's pretty much the same, but there are some changes.
Yeah.
So you have to, before you travel, you have to do a little research.
Yeah, you might find yourself going state to state. There's a rule about where in the car, where on your, you know. But again, it's not anything huge, but it is worth looking at because there are some funny laws out there.
And any special restrictions on motorcycles if you travel by motorcycle?
Not to my knowledge.
Motorcycles really are vehicles, and they follow the same laws as a four-wheel vehicle.
Okay. Great. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Tony. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. We do have to take a break. Have you heard this, though, real quick? From the anti-gun camp, a handgun is 43 times more likely to be used against your family than a criminal. We're going to talk about the real numbers behind that when we come back. Going to be back in just a minute with more Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here on 55KRC, the talk station.
55KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one.